Well, are you glad you're human? Would you like to be an animal or something? You see, Sammy's sausage was sizzling in the frying pan. He couldn't feel anything. He just lay there and sizzled. And Ollie Onion was thrown in beside him, all cut up in slices. And so the two of them lay there and they sizzled together. And Ollie said to Sammy, "Who are you?" And he said, "I'm Sam." He said, "Actually," he said, "I'm a bit of a pig." He said, "I'm a pork sausage." So Ollie said, "Which bit of the pig are you?" He said, "Well, I did know once," he said, "but since I've been through the sausage machine, I don't know which bit I am. But here I am." And he said, "I was once in a while going around and listening to people talking and eating and so on. But here I am. I'm just a pork sausage in the frying pan sizzling with Ollie the Onion." And Ollie said, "Well," he said, you wouldn't believe it," he said, "but I was a prize onion. So I won the first prize in the horticultural show. And they were so proud of me, they kept me on and on and on until I got a bit soft and they decided now to fry me up. And so here I am with you." And just then somebody shook the frying pan and dropped in Molly the mushroom. And Molly was one of these real mushrooms, not the ones that you get with little knobs, but a big flat mushroom. And she was dropped in and, "Oh," she said, I thought I'd really made it. I was out in the field there over the back by that Pitsy church where the horses are, and I didn't think anyone would ever find me, looking over at the railway and the view of the creek and so on, but they caught me and here I am. And I'm sizzling now with you." Then the pan was shaken again and in dropped Tommy Tomato. And oh, did he make a fuss? He spat and he made all sorts of noises as they shook him round in the pan. And he got into conversation. He said, "I was a prize tomato. And I used to shine. I was beautiful. And they kept me too long. And decided the only thing to do with me was to put me in the pan and fry me as well for breakfast. And so here I am." And so there was the four of them there, all mixed up in the pan. And then the pan was shaken again. And the voice said, "Make way, make way. Here comes Fred." So they said, "Fred who?" He said, "Fred the fried bread from Mother's Pride." He was dropped in the pan and the fat was sizzling around him and they all got talking together. And they said, "You know, those human beings, they really do have the best of everything. You know, they're going to have a lovely breakfast in a minute. We're going to feed them." But you know, Ollie the Onion said, "When I was in the garden, I heard the gardener talking. And he was talking to someone about eternal life. He said that human beings, if they trust Jesus Christ as their saviour, are going to live forever. So I wish I was a human being. Don't you?" Sammy said, "Yes, I wish I was. All I was a bit of a pig." Molly the Mushroom said, "And I was only a few days out in the field before they picked me up and will soon be gone. I wish I was a human being because they've not only got this life, but they've got life eternal. They've got a saviour and a friend. And they've got so much to enjoy. They can walk around everywhere. They can eat what they like. They can go in motor cars and do all sorts of things. And all we've got to do is live our short little life, get fried up in the end, and then we're somebody's breakfast and we're gone. I wish I was human." That's what they wished. Aren't you glad you're human now? Aren't you? Isn't it lovely to know that so many things we can do, a life that we can live, and with Jesus Christ as our Saviour, we have the promise of eternal life. Life that goes on and on and on. So next time you fry your breakfast, think of the poor pork sausage and the things in the frying pan. And remember, they'll be gone. But we have life eternal. And if we put our life in the hands of Jesus, we're sure that we're going to last for eternity. Well, that's a little short story.